This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills saying, thanks so much for the return of those miners. We are all rejoicing along with America.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
So you basically have said you've had enough of what?
Well, what I've had enough of, Phil, is I've seen too many miners trapped. Too many miners have been trapped in mine shafts down through the years, and what really sickens me are the millions of American people putting these miners at risk.
And I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Ted. Putting the miners at what?
Putting them at risk.
At risk?
Because of charcoal. Forget buying a gas grill. Save yourself money. Buy a cheap kettle grill. Buy charcoal. Fine. But what about the men risking their lives in those mine shafts so you can have your charcoal barbecue?
Well, the coal that they're mining, as I understand it, again, we're talking about the nine miners who very, very fortunately were rescued. Great work there in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
The coal that they mine is principally for fuel.
Principally charcoal. 80 to 90% of the coal mined in Pennsylvania goes right to your supermarket shelf where people, but up in the summer for their cookouts, they buy it. And they have charcoal, and Phil, the saddest part is those guys risked their lives. They came out of that shaft in a tube, and they were put in a hospital so some guy can light his charcoal briquette and turn a beautiful sirloin into a combat boot that you wouldn't serve to an alley cat. I am angry. I think it's time the American people got angry. And I'm,
well, what do you propose?
Well, what I'm proposing, I'd like to see any number of things happen. Learn how to cook a steak with charcoal briquettes. So these men are not risking their lives for nothing. Stop using charcoal, go to gas, but that would put a lot of guys out of work. Or what we recommend, if you want a great-tasting barbecued steak, I would say, you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
And you have erected a neon sign out, and we have a picture of that, I think, somewhere here, and I know that you got a little bit of a news coverage for that.
That's right, Phil. A multi-light neon graphic sign that says, and I don't know if you can see that on our website.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It says, stop torturing our coal miners. Eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, what about, wouldn't any steakhouse do?
In terms of
eating a gas-grilled steak?
Well, Phil, we like to think that we're the only steakhouse, with all due respect to other steakhouses, but I say this with humility, but by the same token I say it. We believe we're the only steakhouse acknowledging our small part in keeping people from buying charcoal that contributes to the dangers these coal miners face. And so to answer the question, no, not just any steakhouse would do. I don't see any of them putting signs up that say quit torturing coal miners. I don't see any of them pointing out, and again, I can't stress this enough, that these guys think they know how to barbecue. They get their Kingsford coals all lit up thanks to a coal miner. Then they throw some gorgeous tri-tip out there, and it turns into something you wouldn't find in a, you wouldn't put in a fireplace. And that's what I'm talking about.
Barbecuing isn't so much the food. It's the getting together, though, isn't it? And
well, oh, I see. So let me get this straight. You want to murder coal miners so you can sit around and have a martini?
No, I do not. No, I do not. I'm just saying that a barbecue isn't so much the eating.
Well, I have to be honest. When my wife has her girlfriends over for a drink, and I hear one of them say the usual thing, oh, my husband is great on that grill. Oh, my husband does flank steak better than anyone. I pray to God I don't lose it right there because, you know, what they think is a great marinade is A1 with ketchup. All right.
So you're against using charcoal for barbecues, not only because it puts coal miners at risk, but also because it makes a lousy barbecue.
Well, in a lot of ways. But people are also used to having that coal smoke pour up over their steak, and they don't know what a great-tasting steak is. What that is a Stockholm syndrome. People have been held hostage by the bad charcoal smoke, okay? So what we're trying to say is, what we're trying to basically say is let's get people together, understand that in buying charcoal, you're putting miners at risk, and the steak tastes like it came out of someone's rear end, Phil, and I would never say that.
Well, it's not necessary.
I wouldn't say that in any other instance, but I am that upset about what we saw over this past weekend, those brave coal miners, those brave, brave men trapped in a mine shaft. So all these suburbanites can say, what do you want to, butterfly the shrimp? How do you want to cook it? To me, and I wonder how many people this weekend thought once about those miners in Pennsylvania while they tossed lighter fluid on the briquettes that those very miners dug out with their bare hands. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. With me is Ted Bell. He's the owner of a steakhouse in Beverly Hills called Ted's of Beverly Hills. Obviously, you don't cook with charcoal.
No, we do not. So we use gas grills, and we also have a wood-burning stove.
All right, so you cook utilizing only gas and only wood.
And one of the reasons is we know what miners have to go through to extract that coal from underground. And do you think I'm going to sit there and watch a man almost lose his life so I can stand around with my wife, have a drink, and throw a piece of meat on a kettle barbecue that I'm going to destroy anyway? Because any guy that uses charcoal briquettes is absolutely destroying his meal. And I mean, you might as well urinate on it. And
can we just back off these references?
Forgive me, Phil, but I'm saying, you use charcoal briquettes, you might as well take the food and throw it away. So what I'm asking people to do, if they care about the miners in Pennsylvania, if they care about the miners in West Virginia, if they care about these people who have had such a difficult time over the last 3 days, well, we saved their lives. And what are they down there for? So people can have their charcoal cookout. It makes me want to, I spit the words out. I really do. You remember Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Vomit you out of my mouth"? I think the same about anybody that cooks with charcoal at their cookout.
I didn't think we'd get the Bible quoted here.
Well, I'm damn mad about it, Phil.
All right, number 1-800-449-8686. You've done some things that have gotten some negative notice in the local press, Ted. Tell me about that.
Well, I wrote a letter to the LA Times in which I said barbecuing with charcoal could kill our coal miners.
Okay.
And one of the writers there called me, and I've got the quote right here. Possibly the biggest imbecile to ever own and operate a restaurant in Southern California. Well, let me tell you, that pissed me off, all right? And because nobody talks about... I'm Ted Bell, all right? No one talks about me that way. Now, our banner says, stop endangering the miners, eat at Ted's. And I have told the L.A. Times I'll give them 48 hours to retract, or so help me, sweet God, I will stage an L.A. Times bonfire, and I won't use charcoal, I'll use gas...
Coal and charcoal, there's a difference between coal and charcoal, isn't it? Isn't there?
No, that's something the charcoal business has been saying for years. Why do these minor accidents happen in the summer? Because every idiot's fired up his briquettes, and a lot of it's consumed right there in Pennsylvania. That's the other part that drives me nuts.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, this guy, I wonder what he's talking about. Charcoal is made out of wood. The product he's talking about is
why is it called
coal?
Why is it called
coal? Coke.
Why is it called coal?
Charcoal. Charge any kind of a coal. There can be wood coals and all sorts of coals.
Okay, but these miners who have risked
you
their
have
lives.
Missed a boat, Bubba. You
what
missed a boat.
No, I did not.
Yes.
What I'm saying
charcoal is a wood product. It's not a mineral.
There's all kinds of different coal. Would you agree with that?
Charcoal.
Would you agree with that?
Right, hey, don't back me in the corner.
No, I'm not trying to back you in a corner. I'm trying to save the lives of miners.
Charcoal is a product made with wood and some assorted clays. It's not made with coal.
No.
There's no anthracite coal. There's no coal of that kind in charcoal.
That's what... Do you work in the charcoal business? You do, don't you?
No.
No, because this is what the charcoal business has been trying to sell for years.
Hogwash.
No, they have. A lot of the coal that comes out of the coal mines in Pennsylvania goes right into... Is this... By the way, you sound like Hank Hill.
I don't know Hank Hill.
All right. A lot of the coal that comes out of the mines in Pennsylvania goes directly into some jackass's barbecue. I'm not saying you, Mike, but a lot of these people.
Listen.
Well, you may think it's funny, 9 miners trapped. I don't think it's funny.
Nobody thinks that those miners being trapped is funny, all right?
Funny, I don't know. The point I'm trying to make is that you're wet about your position for mining charcoal. You don't mine charcoal. Charcoal
is a wood product. Can you tell me why they call it coal?
Anything that's burned, it leaves an ash is a coal.
But coal that is mined is not burned. Not when they find it under the ground. Am I right about that, Phil?
Oh, wait, you're getting into semantics now.
No, sir. What I'm saying
is you are.
The
you're
coal that is
are.
Found underground.
No.
Has that been burned yet? The answer is no. So what they do with that is they bring it up...
Is the coal that's mined in Pennsylvania put into barbecues?
No.
Yes.
No, hell no.
Well, sir, I beg to... Sir, I'm in the restaurant business. Can I ask you a question? Did you once think about those miners when your wife brought out that potato salad to eat with that combat boot steak you cooked?
Well,
I don't think a lot of people know.
All right, look at Mike, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. The coal miners in Pennsylvania are mining coal, and Ted says that they're risking their lives so people can have their cookouts on the weekends and have their charcoal barbecues going, and those poor guys are trapped underground. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So Ted Bell with us now. You have another sign on your restaurant.
Well, the sign says no miner was injured during the cooking of this steak. And what that means, Phil, is that we do not use charcoal in our place of business. We use gas. Those miners that came out of that mine shaft on Sunday who were digging out that coal so somebody can stand around a barbecue and tell his kids, don't go in the house with your feet wet. And he's cooking up some barbecued shrimp or chicken teriyaki, or which is, by the way, I haven't met a human being yet that can make teriyaki chicken decently. These guys are risking their lives so your next-door neighbor can make some god-awful chicken teriyaki. You have got to be kidding me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We all say, once again, thank God for the safe rescue of the coal miners in Pennsylvania. Cecilia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I can't resist calling the man with his charcoal a downright idiot. Coal is mined to heat the homes in Pennsylvania and the surrounding area.
Yes, but they also barbecue with it.
No, they do not. You're a first-class jackass.
The Los Angeles Times referred to me as an imbecile, and now you're piling on.
Well, you yourself use the expression jackass, and that's exactly what you are.
Well, don't you think it's a jackass thing to have men risking their lives?
They're not risking their lives for barbecuing. They're risking their lives to save lives in the wintertime, to heat furnaces, to heat homes.
That's what you do with charcoal. Hello. You light it
on
fire.
You don't do that with charcoal. You do it with coal. I happen to come from Pennsylvania, and I happen to come from the coal mining district.
I may
live in the Midwest now.
God bless those people, Cecilia. But let me say this to you. If you take charcoal and you put lighter fluid on it and you light it on fire, guess what it does? It gets hot. That's what I'm talking about. People are heating their homes with that.
No, they're heating their homes with coal.
No,
they usually use, you order coal by the ton, and it comes in the fall so that you'd be prepared for the winter with your furnace.
Well, get a load of Norma Ray. You know,
Why don't you wake up and find out what goes on in this world instead of acting like an idiot?
Ma'am, I am trying to save the lives of miners by only using gas.
Accidents will happen anywhere. You could be in an accident in the car. You could trip and fall and break a leg. You can have an accident at all times.
What's that
I was born and raised in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Do you know how to cook a steak?
Absolutely.
On charcoal?
On charcoal,
and
yes.
You are contributing to the murder of
miners
who are...
No, she's
You're
not.
An idiot.
I'm an
You're
idiot.
A first... class idiot.
The Los Angeles Times called me possibly the biggest imbecile to ever own and operate a restaurant in Southern California.
Well, boy, they ought to throw you out into the ocean because you have no brain.
Do you know how many miners you put in danger with that hibachi of yours?
We're talking about...
You have a hibachi?
No, I have no hibachi.
Do you know what a hibachi is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a cooker.
It's a barbecue, okay?
Well, it is. It's a cooker.
That's right. You're right, ma'am. It's a barbecue. And
you've never used charcoal?
She doesn't use charcoal.
You might as well eat the flesh of those miners when you grill on charcoal.
Look, You know something?
That's what I
Why don't you wake up and smell the roses?
I'm awake.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Coal.
Yes, coal. And coal is used for heating
then
coal.
Then why do they call it charcoal?
It's
or maybe
different.
You like being a cannibal.
The charcoal and the coal are two different
Tell you
things.
What, Cecilia, when you put that charcoal in your barbecue, why don't you just go ahead and throw a miner on the grill?
All right.
Oh, you're a stupid ass.
Right,
you know that. Bye.
Oh, she hung up. See, she didn't have the courage to debate me. And
so what's to debate? We've already been talking to you about charcoal and coal possibly being two different things, okay?
How are they different, Phil, when the fact remains that you call it coal and it gets hot? Now, let me tell you something, Phil, about it.
You call it coal and it gets hot? Okay, it's some kind of coal.
Let me tell you something. Coal, when it's under enough pressure, turns to diamonds. Now, you know that, right?
Yes, anybody knows that from school, yeah. Diamonds are the result of coal under a great amount of pressure.
All right. When I was a little boy, I went into the garage, and I took a piece of charcoal from my father's barbecue bag, okay, from the Kingsford bag.
Right.
And I remember standing on it for about 6 hours, and I stood on it, and I stood on it, and I would not get up. When I got off of it after about 6 hours, because it was a summer afternoon, I didn't have a lot to do, I am telling you the God's truth that there looked to be some iridescent or crystallized material inside of it. Okay?
So now, wait a minute. You took a piece of Kingsford charcoal and stood on it when you were a kid?
To apply pressure to the coal.
And you say there were diamonds?
Yes. There was some kind of crystallized material. Now, if you've seen the Superman movie, he takes coal from underground, squeezes it.
Yeah, I know. Squeezes it, and it turns into a diamond.
Yes. Yes. Now, how do you explain that?
Superman
took the coal, squeezed it, and it turned into a diamond. Now, the coal that he had wasn't from underground. I think it was a Kingsford briquette or a...
Now, well, I don't know whatever it was, and I don't know that when you stood on top of the coal as a kid, it actually turned into diamonds. I don't know that that's the case. All I know is that the coal we're talking about that those miners were going after was coal from underground, and the charcoal, okay?
Look, the first words that came out of those miners' mouths when they came out of that tube was, "Please stop barbecuing." Jesus H, am I the only one?
Leanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I just looked up the word charcoal in the dictionary.
Well, you didn't know what it meant?
I wanted to make sure of the root of the word because I knew very well. He kept saying, why is it called coal?
Why is it
called coal?
Called exactly.
Coal because it's Middle English.
Exactly.
It is C-O-L-E back
exactly.
in those days.
That's right.
And it's come down to us
like
that
old
way.
King
it's tradition.
Cole. Like Old King Coal.
Yes, Old King
Coal.
Probably.
Who died
definitely
in the house?
That.
He
was probably a charcoal person. Anyway,
that's
I looked
good.
Up the definition, and it is the imperfect combustion of water, other organic materials that produces this stuff. It's not the mine.
Charcoal. That
so
has come
sake.
Out of the mines. Oh,
I
so
cannot
words,
believe
think
the
funny.
Ignorance of these West Coast liberals.
So, in other words, you think it's funny that he's called Nat King Cole because he's black like a piece of coal?
I have no idea about that, but again, we're talking
racist.
Middle English.
Get a load of the racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's funny, don't you?
Oh, sure.
That a black man's called coal.
Well, I didn't
listen,
call him coal because he's...
I don't think
man.
We have to get into any racism
well,
here.
You
this
did. You
is in Middle England,
you
not just the white people, okay?
You laughed at the fact that he was called Nat King Cole.
I am laughing at the fact that I'm even making this conversation at all. I cannot believe I had to
coal?
Go look up something in the dictionary that somebody should have learned years ago.
I know what coal is, and I know that we've got miners who are putting their ass on the line so you can go out and have your teriyaki chicken.
I don't eat teriyaki chicken, and I do not do anything with coal. But let me tell you, sir, if you will take that dictionary off the shelf with probably gathering dust, you will be able to find out what the root of that word is and how old it is and also what it is. It's the product of the imperfect combustion of organic or wood material, and that's all it is.
I know what words mean. I don't need a dictionary.
Oh, yeah, really? I don't think you don't. I think you do need a dictionary.
The coal miner's daughter almost never made it because of barbecues, so think of that.
I do not know the first thing about barbecues, except
the
for this stuff
India.
Which I just looked
right,
up,
great.
And it's got nothing whatsoever to do with coal that you dig out of the ground. Goodbye.
686, Phil Hendry Show.
Man, you dirty.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I won't let her go near it.
You won't let your wife do what?
I will not let my wife. Well, you got nine guys that almost lost their lives this past weekend, Phil, in the coal mines of Pennsylvania, and my wife had the gall to walk outside with Korean beef in a tray. And I said, what do you think you're going to do with that? She said, I'm going to barbecue it. I said, you are either going to put that on a gas grill or you can take it and throw it in the street. And she said the gas grill was broken. She was pulling our kettle barbecue out, and she was going to use charcoal. And I took that Korean beef from her, and I threw it into the middle of the street.
Because of the coal miners?
Because of our coal miners who are risking their lives so my wife and women like her can get into their Bobby Flay books and do some kind of fancy Dan Southwestern barbecue.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're having a... You've got to admit having a debate as to whether the miners in Pennsylvania were mining charcoal or coal. And
it's coal, Phil. What is wrong with you? It's coal.
It's coal, okay. And
that's what they use in barbecues.
In barbecues.
Yes. 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 You know, here I am, and I took that Korean beef and...
Yeah, you threw it in the street, I know.
Because that's what I think about that.
Here is Bill on the Phil Hendry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead.
I live in Arkansas, and I've got a business, and I wholesale, make and wholesale charcoal. Bituminous coal comes from the ground.
Where do you get it from?
We cut down trees. We use oak, hickory. The best hardwoods make charcoal's made out of hickory.
So you're getting it from Pennsylvania, or where?
We sell it everywhere.
You know, not where you sell it. Where are you getting your coal from?
We make our coal. We burn incomplete combustion of hickory, oak, and other select
hardwoods. What about those miners? What about the miners? What do you think?
I would hate to think I had a steak that was cooked on bituminous coal because there's no telling what it would taste like. Probably tar.
What? I can't believe there are people right at this moment while those miners are talking on television and they're lying.
I can't believe there's anyone as stupid as you are that would think that charcoal is made from bituminous coal. It is not.
We
make tons of it every year. The Kingsford charcoal you got, that's
right.
Made in Mississippi, and it's made fine from my fine Mississippi hickory.
Don't you think the Kingsford people...
It's not made out of coal, it is mine.
Don't you think the Kingsford people share responsibility in the possible death of these
not,
men?
Not one bit. Not
Wait a minute.
Not unless a hickory tree fell on them. You stupid fool.
I'm a stupid fool.
Yes, you are.
Okay, the L.A. Times...
Listen
to me, sir.
Cowboy, I make charcoal.
The Los Angeles Times...
I know what goes in it.
...the biggest imbecile to ever own and operate a restaurant in Southern California.
You know, you've quoted that twice. Are you proud of that?
Well, he called me a stupid fool. This other woman called me something. This is what happens when you're fighting against all odds to save these miners. I don't murder miners, sir. You come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, I use gas. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, I tell you what, I would certainly like to see what a steak tastes like if you cooked it over bituminous coal
and
a charcoal grill. I'll bet you it would be fun.
Bituminous grill. What is that?
Bituminous coal. On a grill.
Well, what were the guys in Pennsylvania? They were mining charcoal, so I don't know what it is.
No, they're not. You don't mine charcoal.
You don't.
You do not mine charcoal.
I don't mine it either. But I prefer gas.
You might, okay.
All right,
the tool you use to make charcoal is
right.
A chainsaw. You cut a tree down.
Charcoal, what this gentleman is saying, is made out of wood.
It is made out of wood.
Then why do they call it coal?
Because all kinds of stuff is coal.
Have you ever seen
a fireplace that had coals in it?
Yeah.
Wait,
my kids at Christmas, I put it in their stocking.
You put a lump.
What do you mean bituminous?
Right, that's a tree?
I don't understand.
Look, charcoal. Coal is a burnt. Is some kind of a burn thing. They're not mining charcoal. Is the bottom line. And
that's
your
correct.
Sign on your restaurant that says we don't murder miners here has got nothing to do with anything.
Well, then why is my restaurant packed?
Then they must be real idiots out in Beverly Hills. They called you the biggest imbecile that ever owned a restaurant.
That's right.
Thank you, Bill.
I made my point.
Thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686.
Wait a minute.
I'm giving a number here. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show here as I'm talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. What is this, okay?
Do I get a commercial or don't I?
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
So if Superman squeezed a lump of charcoal, would he make a diamond or would he make a big lump of hickory? Hello, it's a diamond.
Wait a minute, man. What you're saying is that if Superman...
Shut up. And remember, our waitresses are dressed up as rescued miners, and no miners were injured in the kicking of ice eggs. Bye.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
And of course, the other thing, Phil, is that the Pittsburgh Steelers play football in western Pennsylvania, which is near many of the coal mines. And what do you think those fans are going to be doing before the Steeler games this season? They'll be in the parking lot of the brand-new Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium, picking up wieners and the bratwursts on coal that some miner is underground mining, sitting there trapped with barely enough air to keep a sparrow alive while some fat Steeler fan sucks on a wiener. To me, Phil, it's a disgrace.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Troy, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't believe you own a restaurant and you don't know the difference between coal and charcoal. The word coal is a fuel.
C-O-A-L.
Coal. That's right. That's
I don't cook with charcoal in a restaurant. Are you kidding?
Well, you got your restaurant built with the stuff. It's compressed wood.
No, what are you talking about? My restaurant's, first of all, I've got gabardine, and I have thick swashes of cloth in my bar. What do you mean wood?
What's the building built out of?
What's the building made out of?
Bricks, whatever. I don't know what it is.
What's your tables made out of? Prison tables?
What are your tables made out of?
Oh, mine's made out of lumber.
Lumber?
Lumber.
What's this got to do with miners sacrificing their lives?
Well, charcoal is trees that are burnt into a incinerator.
Yeah.
And it's sprayed and compressed.
So you're on that kick, right? You're a lover?
I'm a logger.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I cut the trees and deliver the trees that build your home, yeah. And coal is something you dig up out of the ground. Now do you know the difference between the two? Because I would like to see you steak. I would like to see you cook a steak over coal that those miners were digging up.
Well, I don't know what you mean by logger.
Well,
I don't live in a log cabin.
Son,
need
to go to school, I guess.
Well, I don't live in a log cabin. I live in a home, split level, southwestern design.
Well, then your home was built out of what I cut down and deliver.
Logs.
Logs, that's right.
And what are those made out of?
Well...
Wood.
A waste of time.
Made
I can't
out
believe
of wood.
You would.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't even believe you're on the radio.
Well, I don't know what you mean when you say
you don't even know the difference.
You say that you're into wood. You didn't say that. You said logs.
Well,
look at Troy, and I say this because I'll say this man to man. When somebody says to me, I logged this morning, you know what we're talking about.
Well, down south you do.
All right. So that ain't made out of wood either, unless I ought to change my diet. Now, my house has an aluminum frame, so...
Will you forget about logging, okay?
I mean, I laid lumber this morning downstairs, but what is that supposed to... What's that got to do with anything you're talking about?
Well, I'm trying to tell you what charcoal's made out of.
It's made out of wood.
That's
right. It's made out of burnt wood, basically.
It's made out of burnt wood. It goes into an incinerator.
Why does it burn if it's...
Well, hold on. Just sit back. Sit back and listen for a change.
I'm talking about miners in Pennsylvania who have risked their lives.
That's right.
Okay.
They risked their lives to draw the coal that is fuel.
You can barbecue.
No, it does not go to a barbecue. It's the same fuel that you burn in trains. Your fuel, Coleman lantern fuel. That's
look,
what they're digging
I
up.
I fly in airplanes and I use a flashlight. I don't know what else I can do. you know.
I mean, man, on the IQ scale, son, I think you owe him some points.
You know,
I can't believe you don't know the difference between the two. You pick a damn bag of charcoal bricks up, and you read on the side of it, it'll say made out of hardwood, oak, hickory, things like that.
And I'll tell you something else.
If a man took a chunk of coal and a chunk of charcoal, smacked you on each side of the head, you would remember the difference between the two.
See, since you came on the air, all you can talk about is wood and big brown logs.
Well, that you're trying to make it sound like anybody that has anything to do with the timber industry making charcoal is we're the blame for those men.
That's a very good point. Yeah,
we're not associated with fuel at all.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well,
you guys are talking about wood and logs, and it to me sounds disgusting.
Well, there's something badly mixed up about it.
Yeah.
Charcoal and wood.
Charcoal is wood.
Coal
is a stone. It's a fuel stone that is found underground.
So when I stood on that charcoal as a kid and tried to turn it into a diamond.
You were a stupid kid.
You want to sit around, rub a piece of wood, and hope you get a damn piece of diamond out of it, but you won't get nothing like that. You'd look like a damn fool.
See, here's what you go again. There you go talking about rubbing wood.
Well, you're the one that wants to rub charcoal, but good luck.
No, I'll rub charcoal before I start rubbing your wood.
All right. Get out of here, will you, Ted?
What about my commercial?
Go ahead and play it.
All right, so I'm wrong. Charcoal is made out of wood, and the coal that those guys were mining comes from underground. All right? I'm Ted. Come on in for a steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Remember, no miners were injured while eating it.
Yeah. Talking about rubbing wood. So there's Ted Bell, and he's as he was called by the Los Angeles Times, possibly the biggest imbecile to ever own and operate a restaurant in Southern California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Hey, listen, if you...